Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show starring me, Dakota, duh, my name's in the fucking title of the show. And we all know my co-host, the lovely Lacey. Lacey, come on, how you doing today?
I'm hanging in there, how are you?
Great. Before we bring on our guest tonight, why don't we talk a little about your show for a second? You're going to be doing an episode Saturday, correct?
Correct.
So if anybody has any advice they need or any questions they need answering, any advice, any of that good stuff, hit us up. Lacey got you. Ask Levice, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, ask me Levice. Hey, I got it right that time.
Yeah.
Got it
you
right
did.
That
I'm
time.
So
check the coda.
Yeah.
I produced the show. I need to get the name of it right. All right. Now that that's out of the way, let's bring on our guest for tonight. Let's see if I can give him a good intro here. I got to give him a better one than Logan's last week. Get my voice right here. My guest tonight is an old friend. We partied hard together. We smoked out late nights. He didn't really drink that much, so I can't say we drank a lot together. He had a cool car. In fact, he was the only one of us that had a car at one point. Nemo, come on, bro.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, bro. How you been?
Man, I've been good, dude. Enjoying life, living life to the fullest, buddy.
There you go, bro. And I have to say, I think you're like the 100th person from Yuma to be on my show.
The 100th?
Jeez. Yeah, something like that. I've had a few old friends on. I mean, you know, I've had a couple of old homies.
You could have lied.
I still
want to
get a couple more.
Number five.
Yeah.
I want to try to get Yoder on. I want to try to get you, Yoder, and Big Mike on at the same time because I feel like that would just be one interesting turn of events.
That would be an epic show.
That would be one epic show because I guess. That would be like us driving or smoking in your car and Big Mike just telling us all fucking funny-ass stories the entire time. Oh, my God, that's an idea for a show. Let's get Big Mike on. Big Mike, if you're listening, bro, call in.
Yeah, for real.
But anyways, man, I guess we should just start from the beginning, like, let everybody know how we met. Now, before you tell us part of the story, I'll tell you from what I remember from that night. And then you can fill in the blanks because, I was at a different party. Like, I started that night off, but I was at a total different party. I get hit up, you know, because that party I was at was kind of boring and they were running out of beer. And so I got hit up from some friends that said, hey, yo, we're in a party out in the foothills, man. You should come because, you know, I live in the foothills. And I was like, yeah, I should go. So I show up at your house, right? And, yeah, the rest is history.
Hey, Lacey, have you ever seen that movie, Project X?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
why?
So this party was almost as epic as that one, okay?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I would say so, yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, I can't really say it was almost. It was good though.
Didn't have the neighborhood. You didn't have the neighborhood closed down, but it was good.
Yeah, there was nobody with a flamethrower or anything, but you know.
Oh damn!
It was pretty damn good.
Hey, honestly, you can't say that, bro. I mean, like 9 of us probably had lighters and could have made flamethrowers. So.
Yeah, but anyway, it was like my 21st, 22nd birthday. And apparently, it was also like the high schoolers' prom night, whatever.
Oh my God, that's how I ended up there because I was at my prom and I went to go thank you.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember what night that was.
Yeah. But
wasn't that memorable then, was it? For
first,
the prom part.
At first, I thought it was just going to be, you know, kick back, just a few people drinking, having fun. But I got a quarter of weed, and I rolled that in one big old blunt, and it's a $100 blunt. And then I got, like, 4 30-packs, and people started showing up, and it got crazy. I had a hot tub, and there was
yes.
freaking people naked in the hot tub. There was a dude on my kitchen floor fingering his girlfriend. I mean, it was crazy. There was a guy having sex with his girlfriend on top of my washer. Like, it was crazy night. But halfway through the party, Dakota walks in. I see his long hair, and I was, you know, 70s vibe. I was like, this guy smokes weed. And I was like, hey, man, hey, you smoke weed? He's like, yeah, I smoke weed. I was like, hey, I got a blunt burning in the other room over here. Come on, let's go. I was telling him it was my birthday and stuff. And that fucking blunt, well, how long you think that lasted? Like 2 hours?
If not longer. I would say at least 2 hours, at the least. It felt like longer, man.
It could
have
been
Yeah, that party was freaking epic, wasn't it? Man?
Oh, that was a good party, bro. Like, I remember the next morning, I woke up outside. I don't know how I ended up outside, but I woke up in that round chair thing you had. You know, that big round chair that had, like, that cushion thing in it or whatever. I woke up and
it,
right?
Everybody passes out in that fucking thing.
I guess I went outside to sit for a few, and I just ended up falling asleep in there. But in my defense, though, I mean, I don't know how I fell asleep. There was people doing it in the hot tub next to me.
Yeah. That hot tub, we had to drain it and refill it, and, oh, man, it was bad the next day. I think someone threw up.
I can imagine, bro. I can imagine.
My dad was so pissed off, dude. He was so pissed.
Oh, your dad. Your dad was awesome as shit. Remember that night he was drunk as hell, dude? He was like, I haven't ate in like a month.
Yeah, he's something else, man. He's something else. What about that
but
time?
Yeah. About the what?
The time you met my mom.
Oh. How I met your mother. Okay. Well,
yeah,
Nino,
man,
has a guest room in his house, right? And it's literally right next door to his room, if I remember the setup right, right? Garage and then your room and then, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Nemo's in one room with a girl. I'm in the guest room with a girl. His mom just happens to come in the guest room for some reason. She opens the door, sees the girl on top of me, smiles, says hi, and closes the door. And that's how I met
Nemo's
mom.
Mom's deep in a girl. Oh, man.
Hey, your mom was always cool, too.
Well,
oh,
I mean, she could have tripped out. She could have been like, who the hell is this dude in this room? But no, she was cool with it. No questions are asked.
Yeah, my parents.
I don't think she ever brought it up after
my
that.
My parents were cool. So.
Yeah, your
cool
parents were
cool,
dude. I give you that. Your parents were pretty cool.
They were like, you know, throwing parties at their house and getting cops called and stuff like that, like epic parties like that. But other than that.
Oh, maybe we could set the story straight on this one, too. That epic party that got raided at your house. I think Logan was mixing up a couple different nights there.
Yeah, he might have.
Because I wasn't there at that night that party happened.
Which one?
The one where everybody was getting, where people had to run from the cops and Nella kind of jumped that fence and punched out dude.
Nah, dude. I think you were there, buddy. That you were there, dude. That one you were.
I might have been there at the first, but I wasn't there when all that happened. I would remember running from the cops. I think I might have been there when it first started going down, and then I think I left. I don't know why I left. Somebody probably had some weed, and I was like, sure, all right. Because I don't remember running from the cops that night. Now, I could be wrong, and I could have not have ran, and I could have just stood there and didn't run. I don't know. Because I remember you telling me your TV got stolen that night. The one that – I remember your TV got – or something got stolen out of your garage. I think it was the TV.
Well, I think that was later on. What got stolen that night was my iPad and my, like, the dock, the music player thing.
Okay, see, I'm thinking of two different nights then.
Yeah.
Because I remember one night your TV got jacked out of the garage. We kind of figured who it was, and then I think we talked to him about it. And
yeah.
I don't know whatever really happened after that. I mean, I sort of know what happened, but it ain't my business. I ain't gonna say it.
Well, I mean, what did happen was later on when we went and threw eggs at her.
Yeah. And then somebody threw an egg and hit themselves.
She this other girl was throwing an egg out the window, but she hit the top of the window by the roof and smashed the egg all over herself. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh my god, yes. Okay. Different night, but do you remember we all went from Richard's house to somebody else's house, and dude rode in the trunk because there was no room in the car? And he was just like, just hand me a bowl, I'm fine.
Man, we did some stupid shit.
Dedication.
We used to take lawn gnomes and put in people's cars and shit.
Wasn't that the night that Logan was driving and someone was in the trunk and he went through the alfalfa fields and was jumping trenches and shit?
Not the same night, but the same dude.
That guy didn't give a shit.
Because it was Chick's brother, if I remember right, the one that threw the egg. I'm pretty sure it was her brother, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can't think of his name. He was chill, but yeah.
Devin, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, Devin, something like that. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, he was always chill, but he was just like, bro, I'll ride in the trunk, because that's what it was. He was wanting to come with us, and we're all like, there's no room in the car, bro. We're already laughing it.
Yeah.
Freaking, he's like, I'll ride in the trunk, and we're like, welcome if you want to ride in the trunk. let's see. I got prank phone calls, bro. We always did a bunch of good prank phone calls back in the day.
Yeah, we always even had fun when we were bored, dude.
I know, right? We would be like, oh, dude, what are we going to do right now? I got it. We'll smoke a bowl and freaking make some prank phone calls. I called one dude. I was like, hi, I'm from the National Crappy Ringtone Society or some shit. And I was like, I'm going to be calling back about your callback tone. Yeah, ring back tones was a thing. Yeah. That was way back in the day.
And he had the fucking, just the original. I remember that.
I was like, bro, I'm going to be calling you back in like an hour. You better have something better on this shit.
Yeah, he went with it, though. He was like,
dude was cool about it.
Can you help me? Because, like, I like rap music, but for my job, like, I got to have something professional. And
I think he probably legitimately thought, like, I was from a company or something. Or my favorite would just be I would call a random number, and whoever answered, I'd be like, Grandma? And they would be like, oh, yeah, who's this? And I'd be like, who do you think it is? And they'll name, like, three grandkids, and I'd be like, yeah, that one. Well, those were the days,
see,
man. I don't think you're prank phone calls right now on here.
Yeah, that one grandma you called, dude. That one grandma you called, you were like, I need help. I need help. I owe this drug dealer a lot of money for cocaine.
That Thanksgiving was going to be hard to explain.
No,
bad thing is, though, she didn't trip.
Like,
she was just like, she's like, again? Or some shit. Oh, man, yeah. Those were the great days right there. Some of that shit was like 15 years ago, bro, almost.
Yeah, man.
Man, we're old, man. We old. I'm 32, so that makes you like, what, 70?
Ouch.
35.
Oh, you're that young? thought you were older. I thought you were way older than that. You were buying us beer for years, man.
Yeah, I'm 35, buddy.
You're the only one old enough to buy beer there for a while.
Yeah. Someone had to do it.
Somebody, yeah, right? Somebody had to buy us beer. But shit, bro. Besides all of our crazy shit that we've done, I know what. Logan kind of touched in on this a little bit, but you want to tell us about your experience when you went to jail? I mean, some of that shit was 10 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, that night.
You can bring up some
was,
of it, you know.
The beer run?
Yeah. See, okay.
Yeah.
The night of the beer run thing, is that the same party that the TV got jacked from, or is that a different one then?
I don't think there was a party going on when the TV was jacked. You talking about when it was in garage?
I thought that was during a party.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I was wrong then. I admit.
Yeah, but I could have swore you were there, dude, because you were talking with Logan about, hey, we ran out of beer. We need to go get more beer. And I was like, all right, well, go take my fucking license plate off and just take my car, you know? But someone forgot to fucking take the license plate off.
I'm guessing I'm the someone because Logan said I was the someone. If I was, it sounds like I would have been the someone. If I was driving the car, I was probably the someone.
Yeah. And I was there watching the party and shit, and yeah, all I know is y'all come back, fucking you guys did it. I didn't even know that you never took the fucking license plate off. I'm, you know, just like, hell yeah, we got more beer. I don't know what else you ever had, but hell yeah, we got more beer, guys. And then fucking not even 30 minutes later, the cops are knocking on the door. People are fucking jumping all the fences and shit. Fucking chaos everywhere. People hiding in my parents' like closet and shit.
And oh my god! Hey, were you at Omar's party when that shit happened? When the cops came and everybody just started running and it was so random. Logan was there that night.
Yeah,
he's the one I was running by him, and he kind of tripped me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's another story we'll talk about in a sec. But I go in there, I go outside, the cops, like, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm thinking that they're just there for noise, right? And they're
right.
Like, oh, no, someone did a beer run with this car out here. He's like, what? What are you talking about? And, you know, they're like, yeah, this car right here in the driveway is like, that can't be possible. I've been here the whole time. That's my car. You know? And they're like, well, no. Who'd you give your keys to? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I didn't give my keys to no one. I've always had, I just kept them on the counter. You know, I wasn't going to give nobody up or nothing. And like after a while, they're like, well, we're either gonna, you know, we're gonna either take you to jail, or you gotta let us in to find this person. I was like, all right, well, then they fucking found little T. He was underage, so they were like, all right, well, never mind. We're going to take you to jail anyway for contributing to underage drinkers.
I wasn't there that night then. Yeah, okay, I wasn't there that night because I was thinking that was the night the TV got stolen, and I thought little T was the one that did it.
No.
See, I was wrong on that.
I'm pretty sure. Man, I could have swore it was you, buddy.
I'm just saying I don't remember that night. That's what I'm saying. Like, when Logan was telling that story last time, and he was like, I remember you guys telling me about that stuff that happened. Like, I might have been there before the cops came, and then, like, I might have just left or something, and then all that happened, but I don't remember the cops coming part. I'm not saying I wasn't ever there throughout that night.
You probably
I bet you I left to go somewhere and then came back, and then that's when it all was.
Yeah, you probably went and smoked some weed or something, came back, and nobody's there.
Pretty much. Like, what's probably what happened. Be like, damn, man, everybody came to the party on me. So I did what anybody else would have did. I smoked some more weed.
Yeah. Yeah, they fucking took me in for contributing to underage drinkers. So they're like, well, we need to get all these people out of your house, and we need to look for this guy anyway. So we have, you know, they had, you know, whatever to be able to go in the house. So I was like, yeah, just let them out. But if you see anything in there besides the people you're looking for, I'm not giving you, you know, any permission to search and seizure anything besides what you're looking for. Because I already knew that Logan had hopped the fence and he was gone. And yeah, that's right, you did take off. That's right. That's why I let everybody out, or let the cops in, because I knew you were already gone, and I already saw Logan hop the fence. So,
okay, see, that's why I'm not remembering that part of it.
Yeah. Now it occurred to me that I was telling the story, but the cops went in, they didn't find y'all. They found the beer, and they had everybody leave, and I went to jail that night. But it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
It was worth it. I was only in there for like a couple of days, I think.
Yeah, I think that time, dude, that was like your overnighter or something. But I think the funniest part of this story, and I'm sorry, but the funniest part of this story is one of our friends jumped the fence. Not Logan, before I say this. Somebody that was running with Logan jumped the fence. And I guess the neighbor came at him with a gun, and he just turned around and punched the shit out of him.
Like, the neighbor was chasing him with a gun. Hey, stop. And, like, he just jumped up. Apparently, he jumped up in the air, turned around, and, like, haymakered his ass and laid him out. I wish I could have seen that shit. It would have definitely made
I know,
it
me too,
jail.
Bro. When he was telling this story the next day, I was like, what?
Man, I wish I could have seen that. It definitely would have made it worth it.
Right? Oh, my God. And then Logan was telling this story about the night that he had he was taking shrooms or acid or something and was tripping out. He was running down the street, and I guess me and you were in your car trying to get him to get in the car or some shit.
Yeah. So that night, he was tripping on acid, I believe. And, yeah, he was all cool there for a minute. You know, he was tripping at the fire, you know, putting his hand in the fire. And we were like, no, dude, no, stop doing that. You're going to burn yourself. And then he started fucking climbing the trees and shit. Remember that?
Oh, shit. I pictured you going to be like, stop it. Stop climbing the tree.
Spider-Man or something?
Man, he had to babysit that motherfucker.
He was like gone. Didn't he jump that back fence where the empty lot was and was gone after that? Or did he take off down the other way?
Before he did all that, you know, he was fucking climbing the tree saying it was a big old pot plant. He was trying to get to the buds. And then he was saying that the moon was a big ass rabbit. You remember that? That's a big ass rabbit.
Man.
And then all of a sudden he was gone. Or Mikey fucking scared the shit out of him or whatever, saying whatever. What did he say? What did
Logan
Logan
said something like he said he was Tweaker Tom or something, but I don't really remember.
Tom. Hey, I'm Tweaker Tom, and he fucking started running off. And after he told the story later, but he ran away, you know, hopped the fence and he was gone. And then we're like, should we go get him? We're like, give it a minute. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Sounds like somebody was having a good time.
Then, like, 20 minutes later, I'm like, he's not back, dude. We need to go look for him. And we go out to the main road one of the main roads in the foothills. And this motherfucker is in the middle of the street, you know, the fucking, where the middle, where the two yellow lines are. He was straight up in the middle of the street chasing cars.
Like a dog.
He was tripping at the lights of the vehicles fucking going by, and he was trying to get the lights or some shit. And then we pull up, and he's like, how the fuck you getting that Camel? And then I was like, it's my car, dude. And I opened up the car, and he's like, what the fuck? Because apparently he saw a Camel. And, like, when I opened the door, it was, like, his rib cage or some shit. Man, he was tripping balls. And then when we got him in the car, we were almost back home, and then he jumped out of the car right there where that fucking porter potty was. Remember that?
Oh, shit, okay. Yeah.
And he was trying to hop that wall, you know, to get away because he was tripping, like, peeking again or whatever. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go to this side of the fucking porter potty. You go on the other side. We'll corner him. And then all of a sudden, he got Superman strength and fucking hopped that, like,
oh my
fucking
God.
15-foot
yes.
wall.
I remember that shit now. And we both are like, what
apparently,
the fuck just happened?
Apparently, he thought we were monsters chasing him or some shit. So he got Superman strength and hopped that big-ass wall.
You know, we're lucky
he
didn't get Superman strength and punch us in the head or something.
And then there was, like, pallets or something on the other side, and he was like, bah, bah, bah. And he thought he was, like, jumping on pedals and shit. And he was gone from that night, too.
Oh, man.
That story was great, though.
Were you there that night that West was drunk, right? And he back when he was wanted and drunk as shit. And, like, we all ran. He was standing there, and we all just run by him and yell cops and act like we jumped the fence. And all you see is him jump the fence and was gone and shows back up the next morning with, like, his shirt ripped off and missing his shoe and everything.
West?
Yeah, remember West? Fuck,
was
dude, he was,
like
– Men's little, he was like, yeah, sort of. You know, Wes, I'm proud of. I have to say, out of everybody from the compound, he got the fuck out of there, moved up to Tennessee, and got a great job, has a family now.
Oh, do you keep in contact with him or something?
Every now and then. I have him on Facebook. Like, I see the pictures he posts of, like, his kids and shit like that. I think he has
That's
two kids now.
Man.
Right? Out of everybody from there, I figure he would be dead by now. So there you go. All right, dude.
$2.
I got another party. I got another party for you. Let's see if you remember this party. You were selling certain things. We get to this party.
Yeah.
Everybody lines up. But the people that were throwing the party didn't like it and kicked you out. Or kicked us all out.
Yeah, dude. I was selling certain things, yes. And I was on these certain things as well. And
yeah,
like,
I think we all were.
Everybody hears at the party, oh, he has this certain thing for sale. So I'm in the corner of the fucking living room, and, like, people are surrounding me trying to get this certain thing from me. Uh-huh. And, like, they're fucking crowding me in a corner, and I'm on
this. I mean,
this whole
house is, like, it was like a line. Like, he's in the corner,
yeah,
crowded in, and everybody's lined up. And there's, like, I'm standing on one side, and, like, a couple of our other homies are right there, too, and it's literally just a line around the whole house.
Man, they cornered me, and I was fucking pissed. I was like, hey, back the fuck up.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? But the owner of the house, yeah, he looked like a, we didn't even know who that person was, but he's like.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I knew one of the dudes that was sitting over there with him. I knew that short dude that was sitting over there with him because I went to school with him since like middle school. That's why when I came in, he gave me a beer or whatever, or his sister gave me a beer. Then he kept staring at me weirdly, and then all that shit happened. So I was kind of thinking like, I don't think that guy likes me too much.
Yeah,
I was sitting in my mind, I'm
like,
did I fuck his sister and not call her back? I don't know. Yeah, don't
that
be doing
guy,
that.
That guy kicked us out of the house, but I was right there at the end of his property. Fucking people were still buying my shit.
Bro, you know what we should have did? Thinking about it, we should have just been like, "All right, fine, we're leaving, and everybody that wants some, come with us," and just went through another party somewhere else.
Yeah,
sounds like
that dude probably would have been pissed. He would have been like, "What?"
But. Back to that one party at Omar's house, dude. Fucking when the cops came, they came through, you know, the alleyway and up front, so there was nowhere to go. And I had a pistol on me, and I shouldn't have had a pistol on me because I was a bad boy back
then. Were you the one that hid yours in the tire of the car?
Exactly, dude.
Okay, all right. So this is the same night I was thinking of then.
Yeah.
All right,
so
we
all.
You tell your side,
like,
and I'll tell you my side of this.
The cops fucking call everybody outside, right? Everybody's out there. They had a big line of people, so they couldn't keep an eye on everybody. So I'm right next to Logan. I'm like, Logan, I got that pistol on me, dude. I got that fucking pistol on me. And I was like, I can't get caught with this, man. I'll go to jail, you know. And he's like, hand the shit to me. So we're both watching all the eyes of the cops, and they're fucking busy with everybody else. So I slip them the gun, and then we're standing right next to a car that's parked in the driveway, and he just like scratches his head real quick, and then fucking puts the fucking he. Takes one step forward and puts the gun on the tire of the car, and everybody's looking at us like, what the fuck? They're like, what the fuck? Did you just really get away with that? And then after they, like, took our names and shit and ran us, they're like, hey, get the fuck out of here. And then I get about 2-3 miles down the road. I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot the gun's there. And Logan's like, fuck it, go back. So he goes back. The cops are still running names and shit. He goes back, gets the gun, like, and just walks off. And I don't know how the fuck we got away with that. That was fucking intense. Crazy.
Now, this is my side of, or my part of the story. I'm in there chilling, right? And the cops come and everybody starts running and shit like that, right? Like 20 people. At first, I go into Omar's room and I get in his closet because there's like nobody in there, right? And then out of nowhere, like 5 people come following me in there and they all jump in the closet. So I dipped out. So I'm walking through the house and I was gonna go out the back door, because you know that big, big window that they had right there, and how the kitchen was.
Yeah.
I was walking through right in that area and I see the cop coming in. I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So I jump in the pantry. They went by me, right? I see him kicking everybody out of the house. Everybody's getting kicked out of the house. They go by looking for shit, and they go back outside. So I go down to Omar's brother's room, and he was in there, right? And he's like 15 or 14, 15 at the time. And his window was that window right outside where everybody was lined up that they were running the names. But the cops had their back to me. So I'm watching everything go on through the window. And the cops didn't see me because they had their back to me the entire time.
So you got scot-free too, man.
Yeah, And then Omar's brother, when they came in, looking for people, Omar's brother was like, oh, no, nobody else is in here. And they didn't come in to ask him anything. So I just chilled in his room until the cops left. No, but I thought they were going to find me in the cabinet.
A lot goes out, they pull me over.
I could just see right now.
That would have been a good one.
In the fucking pantry, and the cop opens it. What? I was hungry.
And I'm just eating. Yeah, I'm just in there eating like, what? this is my snack room. What are you guys? What just happened?
Oh,
I was asleep. Oh, damn. Another party at that house was cops come, I run. Cops come, they had us all lined up, and me and another one of our friends, I think it was Spencer. It was Spencer. We're lined up at the very end, and he took off running. And then, like, out of nowhere, I just look back, and the cop's, like, at the end of the line that way. So I'm like, and I walked around the house, and I took off running, right? Well, I'm running down that little desert road by his house. Next thing I know, somebody just grabs me and pulls me behind this big dirt pile. Logan was there. I don't know why the hell he ran that way, too, but somehow he ran that way before I did and grabbed my ass as I was running by. He's just like, Dakota, and grabs me. I'm like, fuck, ah. And then, yeah.
Man.
There's so many times
like,
where to, I've been
like, yeah, that's what I say. When we say shit like this, like, it's not giving it, it ain't even giving it honor to have the shit that happened.
It's crazy. There's been so many times I've been with Logan, and we've gotten away with so much shit because of his slyness and his slickness. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But remember when I was selling weed in the foothills, and
you like ran that shit there for a while. It seemed like,
yeah, dude. Like, basically, it didn't matter who you were getting weed from out there at that time. You were getting it from me.
Yeah, so I say it all originally came from you in the long run. So.
Yeah. Because I had that.
If any cops are listening right now, those are the old days.
Yeah.
We're
yeah, I already
now.
Got caught for that, motherfucker. I already got caught for that.
He works
shit.
On cars now, and I cook for old people. We're good boys now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, motherfuckers. But,
you're like, yeah, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I had fucking somebody in College Park selling for me. I had somebody over there by the Chevron and the Shell stations selling for me. I don't know what that part of town was. You know,
I was sending people to you
place.
At one point.
I had Logan selling for me in his area. Man, like all of fucking the foothills had my weed in it. Like I was going through.
Those are the good days, man.
I was going through like 2 pounds in a week. That shit was crazy. That's how I got my
those were the
Civic.
Good days.
That's how I got my Honda Civic.
Is that the one you built, right? Or pretty much put the engine together on? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I bought it from Red with a blown motor and a
Oh, my God, Red. I haven't heard that name in so fucking long. Fucking Chucky.
How did you get Nemo as a nickname?
Okay.
Ooh, can I tell the story? I got it. He was swimming one day, right? He was swimming one day, right? And he got lost.
That story, dumbass.
Well,
damn.
I mean, I might have got lost swimming once, but that ain't why. What had happened was, my buddy and his girlfriend and some other friends were watching the Finding Nemo movie when it first came out on DVD and shit. They're at the girlfriend's house, and they're like, hey, come over, man. And I wasn't really thinking about it. I used to have this orange and white polo shirt, and I wore that. And I walk in the fucking door, and, well, let me back up. See, my name and my other friend's name And we had a lot of people with the same name, so we were trying to figure out nicknames for everybody, right? So
right.
One of the homies, his name ended up being Vanilla because he liked rap music and he liked to address all gangsters, so we called him Vanilla, like Vanilla Ice.
That's how he got that name? Okay. I always wondered how Vanilla got Vanilla. I just never asked.
And so I walk in the house. They're all stoned, blazed out of their minds. And I walk in the house with an orange and white striped shirt on, and they're like, "Hey, it's Nemo! It's Nemo!" And it just stuck. It just stuck. I was like,
I honestly didn't know your real name for like probably the first like half year I knew you. I just knew you as Nemo.
I mean,
because I know like 100 different. Yeah, sorry to say, I know like 100 different. We can't say the name on air.
Yeah. What's your name? I don't want my real name out there just in case, you know. Because I got
in case the FBI is still
right
listening
now.
In on us.
Some of this stuff we're talking about, I could probably get in trouble for still, and I got such a good job right now, I don't want to, you know, throw that out there.
They
know.
His real name is Todd, so I throw that out there, guys. Todd Blue Balls. That's his first and last name.
There's so many Todds out there.
My name is Steve.
We all know
Logan was the opposite. Logan was like, "Yeah, give him my real name. This is how you spell my name." Oh, damn, guys. Whale shenanigans, bro. We got about 5 minutes left of the show. Time just goes by fast when you're freaking having fun.
Oh, man.
Definitely
going
to have you back on, bro.
Yeah, we never got to the gnome hunting, dude.
Oh, yes, let's do that. All right, yes, the gnome hunting. Let me set the scene here. We're driving down the streets, the mean streets of Yuma, Arizona. And we look over in the people's yards, and we see these pointed-headed, freaky-looking fucks staring at us, right? So I think to myself, we need those. So I don't know who originally took the first one. I can't take credit for taking the first one. I might have. I don't want to say it was all me. I'm sure we all were part of this. But if I remember right, I jumped out of the car, grabbed it, and I don't think that was the one we put in the car and ring or hit the horn or whatever.
No, that had like multiples on it.
Yeah, was that the first one we did was the one that we took up to the gas station and put right in the door, wasn't it? And they just kept opening?
No, the first one was the ding-dong bitch, the ding-dong bitch one.
Okay, yes. See, we did so many of them back in the day, it's hard for me to keep track anymore.
So let me put it in perspective, all right? So we went around and stole a bunch of fucking lawn gnomes from people's yards. And we had the crazy idea, okay, let's go fucking put one on someone's porch and ring the doorbell a bunch of times and run away.
Oh, no.
And we'd sit back and watch them answer the door, and they're like, what the fuck? And then we were driving around more. We were driving around, and then we see the perfect opportunity. This guy left his driver window down. So we put a gnome in the driver's seat, buckled him up, and started honking his horn. Nah, nah, nah. Took off, hit away so he couldn't see us, and he comes out looking around, looks in his driver's seat, looking around like, what the fuck is going on?
Sometimes we just rearranged them in the yard just to fuck with people.
Remember that time we had the gnome in the car, and people were leaving it was so late that people were leaving the bar drunk as fuck, and we just handed that drunk guy one.
Oh, yeah, that bar that was connected right there in front of Fry's. Yes.
Yes. You just, here,
I forgot about
that.
Were you in the car the night that I know Logan was with me, but were you in the car that night we drove behind there? And you know that sitting area where they would sit out there and smoke? Logan just threw a bunch of, like, nickels or something over and just let it come crashing in on him.
Where was
it?
It
sounded mean, but it was funny at the time.
Can you say that again?
Okay, that same bar that was connected right there. You know, like, if you drive around the back of Fry's, and the, behind
yeah.
that part of the bar, there's the they had that smoking area. That was it was
oh,
inside the bar
yeah.
area because there's that fence. But it was like,
yeah.
when we drove by it, Logan just threw, I'm thinking it was nickels. I don't know what all he threw, but it was like a handful of random shit, and all you hear is doosh.
No, I wasn't there that night, man.
Oh, damn, that was a good
the
one.
Fucking shit we did, dude. Like,
Dude, some of the shit we did, I don't know how we didn't get in more trouble than some of the shit we did.
Yeah, I got in trouble a lot, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that time
that,
that time that fucking your dad wanted us to go fucking take that shit to the dump. But yeah, we put it in the back of my parents' truck and we just drove out to the desert and dumped it there. And he gave us money to take it to the dump and we just went and bought weed with the money. And then a week later, fucking cops came to your house or whatever. And then they came to my house and gave me a littering ticket. Oh, man. Oh, fuck.
I've never got a littering ticket. How
if it helps, though,
like they found some paperwork or some bills with his parents' like address on it.
In your defense on that, though, and in both of our defenses on that, Darren did it first.
Darren did it first,
and that's what gave me the idea.
There was already fucking piles of trash right there anywhere.
Yeah, Darren did it
and
first, as I just said.
And I think we had to pick up that fucking trash, too, come to find out. Remember
probably.
That?
They probably blamed that one on us. Yeah, I think they probably did blame that on us.
Because we just dumped
Man, we
right
had a lot of crazy
dump.
Minutes. I know, we were just following the leader. Damn.
That time we were fucking, that time when we were fucking driving around smoking, went to jail.
I still can't figure that one out, bro. Were you there when
well,
I had to go to court for that?
I've heard that.
I don't know.
Were you in my courtroom? Oh, you weren't. Yeah, you went to jail, but see, they let me go, but because I was on probation, I got summons to court like a month or so later, right? And you can ask my mom and dad on this one because they were there. I think Jew was there and Spencer probably was there and somebody else. But the judge, right? And the only reason I remember the day. I don't remember the date, but I remember the day because it was Ash Wednesday because he had the little cross thing on his head, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I go up there for my case and I knew I wasn't going to jail. Because, I mean, I was just on probation. All they were going to do was add more probation to me or something, you know? So
yeah.
He starts giving me this long speech, and he's like, what if you guys would have been driving around and my grandson would have been playing in the middle of the road? And I was like, why would your grandson be playing in the middle of 4th Avenue? That's just bad parenting. And I turned around, and my mom's giving me this look like, dude, shut the fuck up, right? Well, he starts giving this speech, and he starts crying, the judge. I start laughing. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm turning around laughing my ass off. Josh is behind, or Jude's behind me, like, and, like, everybody's telling me, like, stop laughing, stop fucking laughing. And then finally the judge is like, I want you to repeat what I just said. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm screwed. Because I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. And finally he was just like, I'm not going to do anything to you. And I'm like, sweet.
You got to ask God for you, man.
I owe you for that, bro. Next time you got to take one for the team, I got you.
Hey, bro. Because I was going in.
The only reason they let me go that day was because they said you took because they had me in the back of a cop car, and he comes over to me, pulls me out, and I thought they were going to start asking me more questions and shit, and was like, all right, you're free to go. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, your friend took all the blame for it all. And I'm like, huh? And then they took off with you, and then I started walking down the street, and your car passed, or the cop car passed me with you in it, and I'm like, I got a long walk home now.
Hey, man.
Because they wouldn't let me take your car.
I was going anyway, and I felt like ain't no sense in both of us going.
Was that the – okay,
like,
that time there,
you were
only in for a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, and they don't – it ain't nothing but a thing, dude.
It's crazy. I remember the last time I went to jail for that overnighter, dude. As they were taking me to my cell, I look over and I see Vanilla in there for some reason fucking sweeping up and mopping and shit. And he's like, oh, fuck, Dakota.
It's funny, I know, how the town was so small, you run into people in jail.
Right.
People live outside.
And that's the truth. That is the truth, man. Oh, shit, guys. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, guys, but the show is about to end. Nemo, thank you for coming on, bro. I'm going to have to definitely have you back on again, man. I'll bring Logan on, too, next time so we can get all these stories straightened out.
Yeah, we'll get the story straight.
Because I'm curious now. Because this is all 15 years ago, and we're all drunk as shit during these stories. So, really, do we really know what really happened?
Yes, we do. You just had a lot of fucking text and ball for
it. It might take a minute, but
I don't know what you're talking about. I was never there that
night. Admit it.
Oh, man.
I mean, you can't
anyway.
Really assume that it's all hearsay anyway, so fuck it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I might have been there then. I don't remember, guys. Anywho, like I said, it's been great. Everybody that's listening out there, tune in again Saturday. We'll be doing a Ask Me Levice show with Lacey, which, you know, I produce, by the way. Oh, yeah, by the way, Nemo, I produce things now. I'm getting better.
He does.
You're a motherfucking producer.
When I first started off, I started off doing little stupid shit in Nemo's garage. Remember when I used to write those little stupid ass shit and try to record some of that shit?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Now I'm producing shows.
Manager,
and,
so when you get big and stuff, remember.
This man's my manager here. Oh, yeah, by the way, dude, you suck as a manager. The last like 6 years, bro.
Blunt roller.
Okay. Yes,
I still have
an opening for that.
The blunt roller.
Yes. I still have an opening for a manager and a blunt roller.
So, yeah, I'll be your manager / blunt roller when you fucking make it big, dude.
Yes, you guys all heard that here first. He's my manager / blunt roller.
We all know how well he rolls the blunt in the last 2 hours.
Oh, shit, bro. But, yeah, hey, thank you for coming on, man. It's been great catching up with you, bro. Like I said, we're definitely going to do this again.
For sure. And sometime I'll try to actually make it up there. We're only, like, a couple hours apart, dude.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That would be awesome. Or maybe if I get some vacation days, I'll make it out your way.
Yeah, man. You're always welcome. I got my own house.
Hell yeah, broski. Let's go slow. All I heard right now was party. That's all I heard. You hear that, guys? Nemo.
I don't do that.
Nemo's
throwing
the party at his house. Logan, get the team ready. Bring them on down. Omar, come on in. Spencer, Mikey, you guys know where it's at. Vanilla, if you can make it, bro, come on down. Let's go to school here. Little T.
The only problem is everybody will be asleep by fucking 10 o'clock.
Yeah, because we all owe this shit now. Hey, fuck you guys. I'll say it's a 10:03 just to prove a point. All right, man. I know you guys can't hear the little voice, but I got the little voice on my end going, 30 seconds. So with that being said, thank you for coming on, Nemo. Everybody, like I said, listen to the show Saturday. It's going to be awesome. If you have any questions or need advice for anything, hit us up for that. I'll be doing another episode next week sometime. And if you guys got anything from this episode, this is the most important thing to remember. Always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.